Hey, it's Kristen. We're going to get into the episode in just 1 second, but I have a quick question for you. Can you relate to this? You've tried all kinds of diets and you've seen success, but not what you've been hoping for. Everyone around you has different opinions on nutrition. Some say carbs are bad, some say carbs are good. Other people tell you to count with colored containers, and some say to drink protein shakes at every meal. It's confusing and you don't know who to trust. Overall, you know something's not right with your body, but you can't nail it down. There are mood swings, there's bloating, there's anxiety, there's arthritis pain that flares up all the time and you can't figure it out. Every time you think you do, something changes. Are you ready to see long-term results with your health, but you're not sure where to start? Come sign up for my What's Your Body Telling You workshop, and we are going to uncover the real reason diets don't work for you and get to the root of your health issues using my best self method. If you are ready to stop being confused about what diet is best and gain a better understanding of your body, visit workshop.bestselfhealthcoaching.com or click the link in the show notes to sign up today and get access immediately. Welcome back to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I'm your host, Kristen Longacre. Before we dive too deep into this episode, there is one thing that I really want to stress. Every single person is different. What works for me might not work for the person next door to you. It might not work for you. What works for your best friends, sisters, uncles, brothers, sister-in-law may not work for you. If you spend any time in the fitness or diet world on social media, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the different amounts of diets over there. One thing you will find out about me if you haven't already is that I truly believe there is no one meal plan that works for everybody. Every time you come across this podcast, the advice and different recommendations that I'm giving is based on the knowledge that what works for me might not work for you and what works for you might not work for me. We are individual people and I 100% am on board with everybody trying different things to figure out what their individual body needs. The best place to do that is to start doing your research. And by doing your research, I mean learn about your own body, which I know might sound a little bit silly because, hello, you've loved your body for how many years? You should know all about it. But truth be told, there's a lot of things we don't know about our bodies. And the best way to do it is through a journal. So if you haven't figured it out yet, today we're going to talk about food journaling. To be honest, my favorite part about food journaling is there are no rules. Kind of like Fight Club, no rules, you know. Okay, never mind. Moving on. Food journaling is my favorite way to track your food. And this is coming from somebody who was a serial calorie counter for 5 to 6 years. I barely missed a day. But with food journaling, we aren't looking at calories, we're not looking at macros, we're looking at food and exactly how your body reacts to it. The good news is, it's as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. It's writing down the different types of food you eat throughout the day, along with a few other notes depending on what your health goals are. Maybe you do include the calories and maybe you do include the macros, but it's not required and honestly, I don't always recommend it. Actually, most of the time I don't. To really use it as a tool, you definitely need to track a little bit more than exactly what food you ate. It's great for somebody who has a history of dieting or struggles in their relationship with food and understanding how their body reacts to it. I can't begin to tell you how much I learned when I started writing this all down. As a coach, I think it's a great tool for someone who's new to nutrition or working on health goals because it's simple and it requires very little items to get it done. It literally requires a pencil and a piece of paper. And like I said, you can track as little or as much as you want. For example, if you're looking to keep track of your portion sizes, you can write them out in your journal. If you're looking to get a better idea of just what you're consuming during the day because your brain is fried and you can't do that, on a normal basis, you can write out the name of the food. It's not meant to hold you accountable to a number. Now let me repeat that. Food journaling is not meant to hold you accountable to a number. This is why I like it for somebody who is new to nutrition, new to taking their health into their own hands, new to tracking food, or has a long history of only relying on calories or macros for that matter, and being focused on a number and not a feeling. Instead of having to pay attention to all the numbers an app might give you that's based on the average human, not based on your individual body, it's a great way to just start looking at what you're eating. Okay, let's dig in a little bit more to food journaling and what information it can provide you. The absolute most basic template I recommend for food journaling is, what did you eat? What time did you eat? And how did your body feel 30 minutes after you ate that? Okay, I know that might be a little bit confusing as to the whole 30-minute question, but let me explain. Here's the thing with your body. We can eat food very fast, and we live in a world that's like, go, 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 super duper fast. You know, we're constantly on the move, grabbing a granola bar here, running out the door for this here, meetings here, eating at our desks at lunch. We don't sit down to enjoy our food anymore. And that's something that as a culture, at least in the US, we've totally gotten away from and can really affect us understanding our bodies. Do you see where I'm going with this now? So here's the thing. That 30 minutes after is actually going to tell you a lot about your body. Maybe you grabbed a sandwich for lunch and a bag of chips. 30 minutes and you're like, inhale it, and then you're totally full. 30 minutes later, you're hungry again. What does that tell you about your body? Was that sandwich really satisfying your hunger? Was it filling you up in a way to just let it all out? What did your body do with that energy from it? Or maybe you eat that sandwich and it sends you into a total spiral where in 30 minutes you're ready to take a nap. That's a sign that your body doesn't know how to process that sandwich all the way. So you need to reevaluate what you're eating at your lunchtime. Does that make sense? This is what I mean when I talk about food journaling helping you learn about your body. Like I said, I'm different than you. So for me, if I eat a lot of bread or even two slices of bread, I have to balance it out with a lot more protein to not feel a crash from it. However, some people can eat a sandwich, no problem, and go about their day and have all the energy in the world. I mean, my five-year-old can. Just kidding, but seriously, a sandwich can fuel that kid like nobody's business. Some other questions you can answer was, how was the food eaten? Were you rushing to a practice or eating it while you cleaned up for the night? Did you actually sit down at the table and chew your food, or were you eating over the sink? Now, again, those might seem like crazy questions to answer, but truth be told, that can tell you a lot about your food and how your body's going to process it. If you're rushing, chances are you're barely chewing your food, which means your body can't digest it as well, which means that can cause some tummy aches down the road. Or if you're inhaling it in 10 minutes, eating over the kitchen sink while you do dishes, again, your body's not going to process that food as well. Another question you could ask is, how were you feeling 30 minutes before the meal or the snack? What was your mood like? Were you crabby? Were you happy? Were you starving? And again, back to that question, it tells you a lot about the meal you ate prior to it. So if we're looking at lunch, for example, and like 30 minutes before lunch, all of a sudden you find yourself being totally hangry, you know, like the Snickers commercial, where they're just like, grab a Snickers. If you find yourself like totally hangry 30 minutes before lunch, that's a sign that you need to reevaluate your breakfast. Maybe your breakfast was a granola bar on the go. I'm not knocking granola bars. I love them, but they tend to be an easy go-to and they're really not that filling and they don't have protein to keep us going, or enough protein to keep us going for a long period of time. Does that make sense? So then we move on to something like, did the food satisfy your hunger? Did you actually enjoy the food, or are you eating a kale salad because the internet told you a kale salad is good for you? Okay, I know that's a lot to write down, which is why I recommend starting with the basics and then adding on based on your long-term goals. Going back to that initial template I said, what did you eat? What time did you eat? And how did your body feel 30 minutes later? That's it. I would totally start there, see how it goes for a week or two, and then start adding on some other questions as you start to decide what you want to learn about your body. Because maybe you have health and fitness goals that are more, or fitness goals that are more like building muscle. In that case, we need to look at the kind of protein you're taking in, what time you're eating relative to your workouts. Maybe your goal is just to understand your body. In that case, these questions are enough to start with. Maybe you're crashing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're trying to figure out why you need that like fourth cup of coffee in the afternoon. It might not be about the caffeine. It might not be about the sleep you had last night. It might be about the contents of your lunch and the way your body used that energy without conserving any of it. Okay, like I said, we're always on the go, so sometimes having a food journal can be a little bit more complicated. But like I said, the best part about a food journal is you can literally use a notebook from Target, Dollar Spot. Okay, maybe that's just my excuse to buy a new notebook. If you know me, I always am looking for an excuse to buy new notebooks and pens because, hello, Target, Dollar Spot. But truth be told, it really doesn't take that much to track your food in a food journal. It's a good idea, though, to have a dedicated space for it. Maybe it's something that fits in your purse or your work bag, or maybe it's an app on your phone. If you're really not sure where to start, don't worry, I have something for you. It's actually going to take food journaling to the next level. So here's the deal. I believe in food journaling as a huge baseline for your health goals because I truly believe that in order to achieve your long-term health goals, you need to understand how your body functions. When March of 2020 hit, I turned to regular journaling and found a lot of comfort during the initial lockdown. Throughout the next year and a half, I used journaling with a side of food journaling to help get a better understanding of the days that my anxiety was high and what I ate and how that corresponded. But I also used regular journaling and different prompts that I'd found on Pinterest to help me kind of ease my mind, let some of my thoughts and worries out, and remember some of the good days. Taking that regular journaling and coupling it with food journaling, I've been able to help put my health on a better track. I've lost a little bit of weight just by understanding how my body reacts to food and taking care of the mental aspect of my body, putting it all together, put my health in a much better place. So here's what I did. I took my templates for journaling and food journaling and I put it together into a journal called Listen to Your Body Journal. And here's the thing. We also all need a community. So I am adding a community onto it to help support our health goals, along with the Listen to Your Body Journal, and I am making it available to you until October 1st. This community starts on October 1st, and it's going to be called 90 Days to Healthier Habits. So we're going to spend 90-ish days working on a few habits in our life. There's going to be a weekly journal that you can download to edit on your computer or iPad, or you can print it out and stick it in a folder and carry it with you. That journal is going to be comprised of two parts. One part is your food journal, which is totally open for you to use in any way you want. So you can use 1, 2, or 3 questions, or you can use 10 questions. It is built to be customizable to your needs. The other daily part is going to be a daily journal prompt. Some of them will support your health. Some of them will support your dreams. Some of them will make you laugh. Some of them will make you cry. The whole idea is to tackle your physical and your mental health all at the same time as we end 2021 on a strong note. Because you guys, we're 3 months away from 2020 being 2 years ago. So if you want to join 90 Days to Healthier Habits, you will receive the Listen to Your Body weekly printable journal with daily prompts, food journaling outline, and a water tracker, which you know how important hydration is. You will learn how to properly fuel your body based on your body's needs. This is where the community comes in. I will be providing some coaching in the community to help out. You'll learn what's really holding you back from getting in the best shape of your life. You'll gain a community of women in the same position as you, and you're going to develop a better understanding of how to take your health to the next level. Does this sound good to you? Head over to listentoyourbodyjournal.com and get access to your journal today. The first prompts are actually going to drop on September 30th. So hurry up, sign in, get started, and I will get you all of the information you need. Listen to yourbodyjournal.com. If you have any questions on food journaling, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram. I hope you guys are all having an awesome week. We will see you back here next Tuesday.